We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Pick up. You know she's sleeping. She's napping.
Or she's looking at her phone being like, they can't be calling.
She's in the middle of purchasing something on Instagram.
Yeah, she can't be bought.
Hasn't gone to voicemail yet. Is she on the phone with someone else?
Or she disconnected her number because she didn't want us to.
Oh, that would be hilarious. Did we call the right number?
What number did you dial? Nope. You did not. This is the wrong number.
Oops. Well, someone was just...
You were just bragging about how you've memorized her number. You memorized the wrong number.
I thought I did. We called her so many times today. Mm-hmm.
You put a 2 where there should be a 3.
Oh, that's what I... All right. Now we should get Mel on. Come on. Big money.
Big money.
Come on, Mel. Come on. One thing we learned in San Diego, Mel's surprisingly good at Family Feud.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, it's Melissa. Leave your name and number.
Melissa.
Melissa, we're doing the podcast.
Where are you? We were going to call you to start the podcast, and you're not picking up, so... And we'll probably still leave all this in because hashtag content.
We have to. We also originally dialed and we let it ring for a while.
Yeah, and you weren't picking up.
And then it turned out that Austin dialed the wrong number.
Oops. So somebody got a phone call from us that probably is probably why they didn't answer.
Yeah,
honestly.
They're probably like, who is this weird radio station calling me?
Yeah. Well, listen, Mel, I'm going to assume you're sleeping, which... I wouldn't blame you in the least
jealous.
If I was not at work right now, I too would be sleeping.
Oh, it's the best when you're not at work and you can like sleep.
I just want you to know that when Kennedy has her first day of school, I'm taking that day off so I can send her off to school and then go to sleep the rest of the day. Okay? I'm letting that be known. I'm putting it out there.
And I'm letting you guys know that I have officially put my dog in doggy training school once again. Like round 2.
So you're going to need to take that day
take
off
her
for
her first day. I'm going to have to take that day off. It's a long day.
Well, and because dogs do it in dog years, you're going to have to take 7 days off.
Ooh, dang. Yeah. I'm so sorry, guys.
It's all right, Kyle. We understand. If Mel can do it, we can do it. How long do you think we can make this voicemail?
I don't know.
Could we make this voicemail as long as the pod and make her listen to the whole thing?
Well, I want to drop as much info in the voicemail as possible. people. So mm-hmm. when we judge when she stopped listening.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good question.
So let's say.
Because when we send too long of emails, she doesn't always read the whole thing.
No. And then I'll follow up with her and she goes, you didn't type that. And we'll I remember typing that.
Yeah. It'll be right here.
Melissa, real quick, we did compliment your skills of Family Feud.
Yeah. You're a great Family Feud player, Mel. Mm-hmm. We learned that in San Diego. You're really good at that. You're also, you're a great mom. How about
great
that?
Great mom. Oh, it hung up on itself.
Oh, it hung up. That's weird. Like, it didn't even give it, like, no beep or anything.
Yeah. These new answering machines.
Well, I was fully ready to.
I wanted to make that. Like,
I was going to make the joke.
Minutes.
Make sure you rate, review, and subscribe to this voicemail.
That's a good joke you could have used.
I could
you
have
call
used
back?
It. Should we call back and make that joke?
No, I had a question. I had a good podcast question.
Oh, okay. All right.
Do you think the person who first claimed that opening an umbrella up indoors was bad luck was a dad who was frustrated that his kids kept opening up the umbrellas?
Ooh,
too soon.
Oh my gosh, Kyle. See, and you're not a parent, but let me tell you, that is a move I would do.
Because you always hear my friends all related on this, and I wasn't told this, mainly because I never really sat in the front seat, because I was always the youngest, like my siblings always sat up front, and by the time I was old enough to sit up front, I think my parents were just honest, but my friends always said, growing up, that their parents, this was multiple friends, different families, different areas, that said, if their parents would say, if you hit the emergency blinkers,
it was an eject button,
that it was like a car failure button. Yeah. And that if you hit it, the car shuts down.
Yeah.
So like people would never do it. Or obviously the whole, if you turn the light on in the car, you'll get arrested sort of thing.
Yeah, okay.
That was one that my friends, that I heard.
My dad hated.
And
hated.
It's like, you'll get a ticket.
On
and
road
I'm like,
trips
that
at
just
night.
Cannot be true.
It would be like it's like, okay, there's two things about dads on road trips. All right. The minute you open any bag, the hand goes backwards into the back seat and says, dad tax, basically.
Oh, that's a good one.
You got to give me some. Whatever that's a bag of trail mix. Give me some.
Yeah.
Give me some. I
Love
need
it.
Some.
Love it.
And my dad was always a big advocate of that move.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's like in like a father handbook somewhere, like where you have to do it.
What to expect when you're expecting as a father, like dad tax is coming.
Yeah, you have to put your hand in the back if you hear any bag of food opening in the back seat. But then also it's the light in the back seat. Like dads, for as much as dads hate cooling the whole neighborhood or heating the whole neighborhood when you leave a door open mm-hmm. to the outside, what are you, raising a barn? They also hate the light in the back seat for road trips. And we wouldn't even have it on for 2 seconds. Like, we'd flip it on.
You turn it on to find, like,
to
you
find
drop
something.
Something.
You drop something and just turn it on real quick to find it. And be like, hey, turn that light off.
What are you doing?
What are you, turn that light off. It's like, oh my gosh, okay, all right.
I'm sorry, sir.
Dad, I'm so sorry. But I will say this, not to clown on my dad, because I love my dad.
Yeah.
And he's great. He always drove us on all the road trips.
Yeah.
Wouldn't let anyone else drive, though, which kind of sucked, because we would have to break up long drives, like, we would have a 13-hour drive to my grandparents' house all the time. We would have to do it in 2 days because he wouldn't let my mom drive. And so he would get tired after, 6 or 7 hours. So mm-hmm. we would, get a hotel. But anyway, my dad would do this thing in the car where it was so funny. I guess I don't even know what made us start doing it, but I would say, I was like, let's send it into hyperspeed, Chewbacca. And then he would punch it on the gas and just start taking off. And so it'd be like, hyperspeed, Chewbacca. And like he would speed up.
Cool.
And then I'd go, like the Chewbacca noise. And
you guys were nerds.
We were very much nerds. But you know what? I loved it. I loved being a nerd. That, and then there was one other thing. Oh, so my dad coached my baseball team for like 10 years. He was mm-hmm. he was always like the coach, and he was a really good coach. We had a lot of success with our little league teams every year. Like everyone wanted to be on our team and everything. But mm-hmm. we always, before every game, the older I got, so like probably like late middle school, early high school,
mm-hmm.
I had a pregame routine, right? Same thing before every game. And part of that was the songs that we would listen to on the way to the game.
Yeah.
And it was always in a specific order. And it was not in the order that the CD. So we would listen to Jock Jams Volume 4.
Hold on. I'm going to pull up
the track listing.
Jock Jams Volume. And can I take a guess at some of this? Or not the songs, but like the order.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So you, okay, just to give everyone a good reference point, Jock Jams Volume 4.
Which Jock Jams?
My favorite is that.
The most underrated album.
My favorite part was that it would include like things that they would play in stadiums. Like Jock Jams Volume 4 opens with the Austin Powers. Yeah, baby. Because they can play that over speakers.
Yeah.
My God, I'm trying to think of the best song. And you said it didn't go in order. So I'm going to guess you started with a good pump up song. Did you start with Space Jam?
No, we did not do Space Jam. That actually wasn't even on the pregame list.
Was it?
No.
What?
Yeah. It was more of a basketball song in my
opinion. That's fair. What about Tub Thumping? Was that on the list at least?
No, Tub Thumping was not.
My God.
It didn't get me hype. It didn't get me hype. I needed music to get me hype.
Getting jiggy with it?
No.
My God.
Those are more party anthems.
Okay, then what did you...
I'll tell you what it was.
Was it Jump Around?
Jump Around by House of Pain.
Was that the first song?
Yeah, it was either that or there's a, it was on a different album. So my dad had a multi-disc changer in his car.
Oh, money bag.
I know, yeah, not Jesus. To brag.
Stop throwing your money at
us. We were pretty high end. So we would play Fly Away by Lenny Kravitz.
Yeah,
and the cool thing about that is that song starts in mono.
Mm-hmm.
And so only the left speaker will play the first like guitar riff.
Oh, God.
And then once the drums kick in,
oh,
then it goes to
speakers?
Stereo. Yeah.
Oh, God,
so my, so cool. Me and my dad would always do this bit. Again, we were nerds, but it was so fun. We'd be like, the music would only come out of the one speaker and be like, oh my gosh, I think that speaker's broken. And like what was the best was when someone would be in the car with us and not know we're doing a bit.
Oh my.
And he'd be like,
gosh.
I think that speaker's broken. And be like, oh my gosh, yeah, it is.
What
it's,
a
I'm not.
Bit.
He's like, is any music coming out of that? And I'll lean down. No, the music's not coming out. It's like, what's going on? He goes, well, here. And then he'd like snap his finger or he'd be like, you know, why don't you hit it? And then I'd like smack it and like right when the drum beat kicks in. And so then it goes full stereo.
Oh, that
and
is
our friends would always
so
be like,
dumb.
Did you plan that?
That is so dumb.
It's so dumb, but it was so funny. It was such a great bit.
Respect it so hard.
Yeah. And then so then we would go to Jock Jams.
Yeah.
And we would go to Push It. I don't remember the order, but it was Push It by Salt and Pepper. Jump Around, House of Pain.
Yeah.
Get Ready to Bounce, because my dad loved to say that as a coach. He'd be like, all right, boys, let's get ready to bounce. Let's go.
Okay,
you know,
okay.
And get everyone ready. And then Be Aggressive. Be Aggressive. B-E Aggressive. Okay. B-E-A-G-G-R-E-S-S-I-V-E Aggressive. B-E Aggressive.
Is that how you would end it?
No. We would do that in between the songs. And then we would end it. Oh, seventh inning stretch. Yo, that's what it was. It was the seventh inning stretch. So we would start. Bob Shepard, the old PA announcer for the Yankees, I think, he's on Jock Jams. And he does this, time now for the seventh inning stretch. So join us now.
I have a lot of issues, but keep going.
And he'd be like, join us now for the seventh inning stretch. And then it would be like, take me out to the ball game. And then it'd just go jump right to the final course where it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game. And then from there, the album would go right into the next song, which was Jump Around. And so it would go.
Okay. I thought you were saying you would end with seventh inning stretch.
No, we started
and I had
with
a
that.
Big issue, the fact that you, number one, skip Space Jam and get in jiggy with it.
Yeah.
And that those songs can get anyone hyped. What about Everybody, Backstreet Boys?
No, I did love that song though.
Why?
I did love that song, but I didn't listen to it. Oh, and then if we were the home team, we would do so. J.K. Simmons is on Jock Jams.
Yeah,
random.
Wait, I'm
yeah, Whiplash fan.
Yeah, why is he?
So he does. No one pushes us around. This is our house. We have to defend it. Wherever the speech from Rudy. That the coach gives in
mm-hmm.
Rudy,
mm-hmm.
that is the speech that, for whatever reason, J.K. Simmons does on this album. And so we would play that if we were the home team.
And then midway through, he's like, are you rushing or are you dragging? And you're like, I don't know.
He just pulls out line from Whiplash, a movie that didn't come out for another 15 years.
I don't know. Rushing or dragging.
Yeah.
See, that's a good list.
Epic views. Waterfall mists. Summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
We should start listening to Jock Jams.
Honestly, looking at this track listing, I'm like, damn, that album played such a part of my.
Does Spotify have Jock Jams on? I'm looking it up right now.
Like, I'll check Apple Music.
That's a good call.
Because that's a
oh my gosh, they have a playlist, but they don't have it's like all the songs that you would find.
Volume 4. It was Volume 4. It was a blue cover.
Damn,
they don't have it. I bet it's an ESPN thing. Because ESPN was like part of that. It was like always Jock Jams presented by ESPN. So you're a Spotify guy?
I'm a Spotify guy.
I still do this free version of Spotify.
We did a road trip. This was years ago, 2016. Haley and I, it was like our first big trip. I guess maybe it was together. Because we had gone places, but this was like, I had kind of planned it out. We were going to go to D.C. to visit her friends. The Cubs also happened to be playing the Nationals, so we kind of centered it around like going to a game, but also seeing like friends that we had out there before we moved to D.C. And then we went from D.C. to Philly to kind of do a quick walk tour around Philly. And then we drove from Philly to Vermont.
Oh, damn.
And like spent 3 days with my brother. And then when we drove back, we hit up Niagara Falls. And
oh, nice.
We literally just did the boat around like the Niagara Falls or whatever. And then we went back to our hotel, and then we both just fell asleep. Like, and it was like 5, but because the trip was so long, we were so tired.
Yeah, right.
But that's when I invested in Spotify to make like, because we made like a playlist and everything.
Sure.
And, like, you can't make playlists on the free version, or you can't pick the song that you want to like.
You can on the desktop free version.
Oh,
so that's
okay.
What I'll do. I'll make playlists on the desktop version and then listen to them.
But on your
Spotify.
Phone, doesn't it always jump around?
You can't choose the song you start with. You have to do shuffle.
And granted, we hit shuffle for that, but like I don't like that, especially for my running playlist.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't have it for a little bit, and I remember being like, "This is something I like because I can actually order things,
right.
And I like it." So
my only complaint about Spotify is their shuffle feature. It like Apple Music has like a true to life shuffle.
Yeah.
When you hit shuffle, it will completely randomize the songs.
Yeah.
Spotify, however, their shuffle is built on an algorithm.
Yeah.
So it will shuffle songs that it knows that you like to hear. So you end up hearing the same songs over and over, which is annoying.
Yeah, they just started that DJ thing. Do you know what that is?
Yeah, I saw that.
So I've done that a couple times, and I even did that driving home from Saddle Up last night.
Yeah.
And like usually the first like go around, they play like 5 songs, and the DJ comes back in and goes, "I'm going to switch this up a little bit." And then like does that like every 5 songs. But if you keep skipping songs, kind of like I was last night, I was just trying to find a good song. It like starts to just repeat itself, and then it's just random songs. So it's like, why are you playing this, DJ?
Yeah.
Did I tell you, wedding I'm going to in San Francisco in a few weeks?
I didn't know you were going for a wedding.
I am. It's okay. our friend's wedding up in San Francisco. I'm very excited. They asked me, this was a joke, I thought.
To DJ?
Kind of. So what I mean is I do on my personal socials, as you know, I do like running updates as a joke, come off super cocky, whatever.
Yeah.
And one time I said, made a playlist, Dynamite, perfect playlist, blah, blah, blah. You guys ever need a playlist made? I'm the guy to hit up.
Whatever. Oh, wow. And they, so the guy, wedding.
So our friend messaged me and was like, hey, I might have an event. And I thought he was kidding. And I was like, well, you know, I'm happy to do it. And he reached out again. He goes, hey, this might be a weird ask, but we aren't getting a DJ for our wedding. What instead we're doing is we're doing a Spotify playlist. Would you mind managing the playlist? And I was kind of like, I don't know what that means. So they've put together a playlist. I can add songs to it, but I'm supposed to be the vibe feeler. Like, hey,
that's a tall task.
I am,
because I have different vibes than other people. So like, yes. I feel like I would be...
I was like, can we play Shut Up and Dance? Because that's my friend's favorite song. We've changed the words to it. We've made it fun. And like, and they were like, he was like, I don't know if I love that song. And I'm like, and then all the songs he has put are songs that I've never heard at weddings. Like, it's all songs that him and his friends like, but I'm like, I don't know.
I know. That's hard. Like, because if your vibes
song
are
from
off.
Chapel Roan on there is Feminine Nomenon, which I like as a song, but I just want to be like, that's not the song I would go with at a wedding. You do Hot to Go.
Hot
you
to Go.
You do
Pink
Red
Pony
Wine
Club.
Supernova, yeah. Just because, like, you know, it's like a little bit more dancey. So I'm like, I need to, like, our summer is finally. For us, coming to a part where we have a moment to breathe and catch up, and I need to like sit down and like look at the playlist like this week and be like, hey, what are we thinking?
That's the thing too, is like, I don't have the humility to be a DJ because like DJs, to their credit, they do know the songs that will get everyone on dance floor. If a dance floor
Scotty K
starts to dilute,
Scotty K does it for dances for high schoolers. It's
and so
awesome.
Like if the dance floor is diluting and it's empty, they know the songs that will get people back on the dance floor.
Mm-hmm.
Me, I have songs that I think would, but I know in my heart of hearts that they truly wouldn't. It's just songs that I want to hear and that get me pumped up.
That was my wedding, was that we had 50 people there, and it was like we planned like a post-COVID wedding before COVID had happened. And it just so happened to be our wedding was in 2021, but we had planned this all out in like 2019, early 2020, and then this all happened, whatever. So, but our, like, basically Haley was like, you're in charge of DJ and videographer, because that's what you care about the most. And I was like, great. And like, DJ was just because we were getting married in Key West, like they had a list. So it wasn't like I did this extensive research. I looked at like two or three places that they recommended that I was like, okay, I like this guy, whatever. So we got this person, and basically the whole playlist, I felt weird because like there's a noise ordinance in Key West. So we had a cutoff. Like you can't stay out, like, which was fine. I think it stopped at 10, and then like literally like we went from our dance floor, which is at our hotel, like outside, like you walk like 10 feet and then you were like overlooking the water, and my friends were like smoking cigars right after. So literally we finished dancing, then we went out there. So it was fine. But, you know, I had a bunch of must plays, from songs that me and Haley like to songs that like my friends and I like to listen to at weddings to random songs that I like. City High's What Would You Do was a must play at my wedding.
Shocker.
And it was so funny because at one point, I just got reminded of this recently. My sister came up to me at my wedding. I had made a comment in passing. We'll play City High, What Would You Do? She came up to me. She goes, are you still going to play City High? And I had to go to the DJ. I'm like, hey, let's get City High going. And it starts playing. And, you know, me, my friends, my sister, we're all getting into it. And then one of Haley's friends was standing next to Haley's mom, who I guess said out loud, are they playing the right song?
Oh, that's great.
Because it's not a great wedding song.
No, it's not. What would you do if your son was at home crying all alone on the bedroom floor because he's hungry and the only way to feed him is to sleep with the man for a little bit of money.
But
perfect wedding song.
The
very
reason
romantic.
It's funny is because when you speak about wedding vibes, was like, you know, we went on for a few hours. There was a couple songs we took off, like walking around, getting drinks, like, and the dance floor kind of died. And then my brothers have played this at weddings. The song She's Gone by Hall & Oates.
Oh, wow.
And it starts playing, and I'm like, I haven't heard it since my brother's wedding at a wedding. And I'm like, oh, man, let's go. And I look on the dance floor, and it's just my brothers and my cousin Scott out there. So I go out and join them, and I look out. We invited, like, Haley's family friends that are very close. They're, like, cousins. Their mom was singing, and I'm like, we need more people out here because we're listening to this full song. The next morning I brought it up to my brother. They're like, yeah, it kind of seemed like we maybe shouldn't have requested that song, but at the same time, like, it's such a good wedding song.
Yeah.
It's like, it's not a great wedding song, but I do love it. So
you know who does a great cover of City High, What Would You Do?
best deal.
Yep.
You've told me.
Oh, it's so great. I
nothing
love...
can ever replace the original
No, nothing
it's,
can.
It's still good.
But if you need an alternative to the original, oh my gosh.
I feel like City High, What Would You Do? Has become like another personality for me because I have brought this up so much over the last few... Friendships. Not just one or two. Multiple, like a good amount of friendships of mine have grown because of it. When we lived in D.C., I remember one night I just started like kind of saying how much I like the song. And our already close friends were like, oh, my God, I love that song. We listen to it whenever we're together. Whoa. When we were in San Diego for morning show boot camp,
yep.
I brought it up on our way to a bar with our friend, best friend, Sammy.
Yeah.
She loved it so
she
much.
Loved it. Yep.
We start singing it. Bam.
Yeah.
We're in there. Same with Eric. He loved it. It was just, it's a good
and
song.
On the flip side, we brought it up to Melissa one time. She had no idea what we were talking about, and she hasn't answered our call since.
I know. City High, building up friendships, yeah. Ruining friendships.
Well, I'll tell you, City High, what would you do? Melissa's like, not answer the phone and call an Austin call.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.